Currently Kirkland, your source for city news and events in the community. With Connie Turman at the news desk. Stay up to date with weekly news reports and what's happening in Kirkland. Now, here's Connie.
Welcome to Currently Kirkland, where every week you can engage with your community by discovering the latest developments in citywide events. I'm Connie Turman. Kirkland netted 513 new businesses and more than 1,800 jobs in 2011, according to the city records. This is a 200% net increase in the business growth since 2010. Much of the growth took place in Totem Lake, where, as Christian Knight reports, a small but new business cluster is beginning to emerge.
In the Parmac Office Park of Totem Lake, a small group of workers is quietly transforming a 33-year-old distribution warehouse into Tennis Outreach Program's 12-court indoor tennis facility. Six of the courts will be full-sized. The other six will be pint-sized. Imagining the lounges, locker rooms, and study halls described by Travis Roach, the nonprofit organization's executive director, requires some vision and a little faith. For now, they are caverns of sheetrock and exposed insulation lit dimly by construction lamps.
Yeah, we really wanted to make it a first-class facility for all the families of the community to be able to use.
The courts themselves require little imagination. Painted in U.S. Open blue and green, their rough edges detail the mission of Tennis Outreach Programs, the nonprofit that is paying for this million-dollar renovation. And that mission is a daunting one, transforming at-risk youth into high-potential candidates through tennis, while providing an indoor tennis facility to the entire tennis public. On any winter day, Tennis Outreach Programs will train 100 to 200 youth, and these transformations in youth will begin here at the end of January, when the workers finish construction. Tennis Outreach Programs formed for this purpose in 2003, and since then its leaders have dreamed of having a place of their own.
So we've been doing programs in community centers around the east side in Redmond, Kirkland, Woodinville, but always a desired vend to have a permanent home so that we could reach more kids, as well as just having the stability of having a place that having the dedicated court time before and after school. So we started looking for spaces north, south, east, and west. We've looked down in the down all the way Kent, SeaTac areas, all in north spaces.
The nonprofit's leaders rejected more than 30 possible sites before considering this 56,000-square-foot warehouse. The floors here were cracked, but the warehouse had plenty of floor space for six courts and plenty of ceiling space for those high-arcing lobs. It had freeway visibility and enough parking for more than 50 vehicles. And it had one other quality.
And we've also made it attractive because we have suspended transportation impact fees. So if you come into an existing space, you don't change the size of that space, you will not have to pay transportation impact fees for the time being. And for tenant improvements, which are very costly for that time period, when you're just getting a place outfitted, the fact that you don't have to pay these additional fees makes it extremely attractive.
Back in 2010, the City Council agreed to suspend the one-time transportation impact fee charged to businesses when they move into Kirkland. The fee's purpose is to offset the stress applied to the city's roads when customers travel through the city streets to businesses' doorsteps. The more traffic a business encourages, the larger a fee. The fee for Tennis Outreach Programs, which serves 150 to 200 students per day, would have been $99,000. As a result of the suspension, however, they've paid nothing.
We're also wanting to get in here as quickly as possible. We had a pretty compact, construction period, and having the city work with us was very helpful in that as well. The permit turnaround times, being able to keep things on our schedule has been big and allowed us to move in here at the end of January, which is a great time to open a tennis center.
These kinds of government-to-business relationships have helped foster a children's activity sector in this district, and it's a trend the city is continuing to foster.
In this particular area, which we call Parmac, it's an office park, we have rezoned it for 6 to 8 story office buildings. But we don't anticipate that kind of development happening anytime soon. So the idea of uses like this tennis center make perfect sense for this interim period, which may last for some time. In addition to that, we've had the success of a number of children's-oriented businesses moving in here, starting with Pump It Up, which has to do with exercise. We have Studio East, which is all about children's theater, and now this. And there's also a trampoline group that's come into the area. So we don't anticipate that there will be industrial uses and distribution uses like this space once functioned as. More than likely, we'll see more children's uses. Ultimately, we expect more office space to be developed in this area as well.
This vision is consistent with a report on Totem Lake released in December by the Urban Land Institute. In that report, the 9-member panel of real estate, planning, and retail experts affirmed the city's move to spur economic growth by relaxing some of its regulations, such as a transportation impact fee. And while the Institute's panelists urged patience for 6-story office buildings, it encouraged interim uses, such as the tennis facility and a series of investments in public infrastructure, including the lake itself, and most importantly, the Burlington Northern Santa Fe Rail Corridor. To encourage this process, the report says, the city can claim the enormous advantage of opening and redeveloping the railroad corridor. Current plans to purchase and redevelop the railroad corridor deserve top priority. The corridor could become a key asset for attracting development to Totem Lake. Back in mid-December, the City Council seized on this idea while it decided to purchase the 5.5-mile rail line with the intention of turning it into a bicycle and pedestrian path that would eventually one day accommodate light rail.
There's a lot of very good things happening here. The city wants to kind of help coax that along with more infrastructure improvements. We've done improvements to flooding, we hope now with the purchase and acquisition of the railroad corridor that we'll be able to probably get kids here by bicycle, we hope, in the future, which would be great.
Mayor Joan McBride delivered her State of the City address at a Chamber of Commerce luncheon last week. In her speech, the mayor applauded the city's early efforts to revitalize Totem Lake through zoning adjustments and infrastructure improvements. She called the recent purchase of the Burlington Northern Santa Fe Rail Corridor audacious and praised the city's AAA credit rating. In her top three list of the city's biggest accomplishments of 2011, she included Kirkland's annexation of 33,000 residents in 3 neighborhoods.
In a time when the world was timid and not looking to the future with optimism, Kirkland took some bold steps. Perhaps the number one challenge this city faces, and it is the looming monster, is the potential elimination or decrease in the annexation sales tax credit by the state legislature. As you will recall, the sales tax credit was a major reason the city even considered annexation.
But she assured the crowd Kirkland is banding together with other cities to convince the legislature to maintain the full annexation sales tax credit. And she reminded listeners that the future of Kirkland is more about opportunities than it is about threats.
We hope to land the next round of Google expansions, which would bring hundreds of high-tech jobs to Kirkland. We want to see the redevelopment of Park Place begin. We are working on the development agreement, and we have a great working relationship with Touchstone, so stay tuned. We will explore new regulatory and tax fee changes to encourage economic development. Last year, we suspended the change of use impact fees and extended the time on building permits. This year, we will look for other ways to help you in your work and further our economic vitality. We hope you will bring your ideas forward, and what we can do, we will do. We will begin to create an economic development strategy for our newly annexed neighborhoods. We will continue to focus on Totem Lake, and we will develop a vision for the rail corridor that will transform it into a world-class bike and pedestrian pathway. We will remain the progressive city of the East Side. We will continue to be forward-looking and optimistic. We will be nimble and responsive to opportunities. We are the compassionate city that values our long history of citizen involvement.
We're going to end our show by telling you about three things to come. First on the docket is the Martin Luther King Day of Service on Monday, January 16th. On that day, citizens will gather at Cotton Hill Park to remove invasive plants such as blackberry. For more information, visit the United Way of King County website at uwkc.org. The next up is an opportunity for citizens to meet the Lake Washington School District's preferred candidate for superintendent. Dr. Tracy Pierce will be featured at a meet and greet at 4:30 in the afternoon on January 19th. This event will take place at City Hall's Peter Kirk Room. And finally, Kirkland staff will be leading a community discussion on where to place the new Finn Hill Fire Station. That meeting will take place at 7 p.m. on January 18th at the Finn Hill Junior High. For more information, visit kirklandwa.gov/Finn Hill Station. Remember, you can access any episode of Currently Kirkland on demand on the city's website, on your mobile device, and on YouTube. We'd also love to hear from you. If you have any news tips, suggestions, or comments, please send them to kirklandtv@kirklandwa.gov. Thanks for watching Currently Kirkland. We'll see you next week.